Morning, y'all. This is Cynthia. It's been a while since I've been on here, but I wanted to take an opportunity to visit with you and talk about some things that have been on my mind recently. First and foremost, let me apologize or explain that I have a cold and it has wiped me out. I thought it was the flu, but it's not the flu because I can deal with it with NyQuil. Serious. Doses of NyQuil. I got the cold in a good way. My 8-month-old grandson decided to kiss me voraciously over the weekend and slobbered all over me. And I think, and then he ended up with a cold. So I think it started with him. I'm going to blame him because nobody's going to have a problem with a little boy. Giving them a cold, and he did. I'm sure of it. But I, in turn, I think, gave it to my other two grandsons who I got to spend some time with this weekend. And yeah, they've got stuffed up noses right now, too. But we're coming back, honestly, guys, because we've got the worst weather ever. All those people who, couldn't wait for cold weather, I'm about ready to smack them. Because not only do we have cold, we have wet. And it's not snow, it's rain. And we are in serious problems with flooding right now. And the rain is everywhere. So, and this weekend we're supposed to get like 4 to 5 inches still. So, anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. When it's cold and it's wet and you're not feeling good anyway, the best place to stay is at your house with your electric blanket on high. You will burn up, but it does you good. You wake up in the middle of the night sweating like a pig, but too bad, you're not cold anymore. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is content creation. I have decided that that is what I need to be doing in my life is creating content. And I know I've said this before, but guys, I've got to get serious with it. And I do, I have my blog, Faith Farm and Family, and it has lots of content on it and content that people enjoy reading. But it's not getting me where I wanted to go. It's not getting me where I need to be. So I've decided that I'm going to start doing the podcast more consistently and hopefully turn that into some blog posts as I come up with something interesting to talk about. And then, maybe do some video. I got my hair cut and it looks pretty cute right now, if I do have to say so myself. And I might actually start wearing makeup so that I can do some video and not scare people half to death, which is, a good thing to do. But one of the things that I really like talking about and get excited about is one of the things I talk about in my Sin Elder stuff is that you've got to develop your own soundtrack for your life. And I laugh a lot of times because, if you were to ask me what's my favorite type of music, I would tell you country music, and I will be country until I die. But if you go through my playlist, and I won't even tell you how many songs I have on my iTunes, on my phone. I mean, there's a lot. But there it's so diverse. I mean, yeah, I've got Alan Jackson, who I secretly love, but I've got ABBA and Adele, Alabama, Alicia Keys, Alison Krauss, Amy Winehouse, Anita Baker, Aretha Franklin, of course. I mean, Barry Manilow. I don't play that very often, but the Beach Boys, Bette Midler, I just downloaded some Billie Holiday, which I am just eating up, and some Bob Dylan. I really like his old stuff, not necessarily his new stuff. Bob Marley, Bonnie Raitt, Brad Paisley, Brandi Carlile, Brandi Clark, Bruce and Bruno, and Carole King, Carrie Underwood. So I'm telling you, even though I would tell you that I'm a diehard country fan, which I would always tell you that, and I am, but there are a whole lot of other singers out there that I have come to appreciate through the years. Somebody like Chicago. I can remember when I was 16 years old and at a dance, my first dance that I got to go to when I was in high school, and I danced it's a Chicago song, and it is maybe Words. It seems like it's Words. No, Color My World. Oh my gosh. The flute in Color My World just makes you go, oh. So diversity in music is so very good, and in the soundtrack, because you know you just don't even know what you want to hear or what you want to listen to. Like right now on my iTunes, which I play all day every day, is Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, and it's nowhere near Christmas. I mean, we're in February right now, but oh my gosh, I love that song, and I could listen to it over and over and over again, which I have a tendency to do. So I challenge you to do your own playlist and come up with your own soundtrack to your life, because you know one of the cool things about digital music is that you can set up your own your own playlists. And I have that as well. I've got my different playlists. I've got one for 90s music, one for classical music. I've got all of Alan Jackson's music in one spot. I've got Christmas. I've got disco. I've got a playlist just for driving. I've got a playlist that songs that are good to jitterbug by, and I have no idea why I have that, you all, other than the fact that I used to love to jitterbug with my mom and dad, and so even though I don't have anybody I can jitterbug with these days, I really do like it. I've got a whole playlist of Maroon 5 songs that I just absolutely love, some religious songs that I've got a playlist for. I've got some that I used for an exercise class that I was helping with, and I just called that Pump It Up. I have some romance songs. I have a playlist that is the soundtrack of my life, and it's got a whole lot of John Denver in it, but it's got Willie Nelson and Eva Cassidy, Patsy Cline, of course, and, Alan Jackson, of course, but Cat Stevens and Jimmy Buffett, you know. So these are songs that, you know, we've had in our lives the whole way, you know, you just got to have in your life. So that's something that I just wanted to share with you all today, and I really, you know, hope that you, include music in your life and have it in your life. Just as a little bonus, I wanted to talk to you about something that has happened in my life this week that was really profound, and that was the funeral of a friend of mine. He was our county sheriff. And he had been sick for about a year, maybe a year and a half. And he died last weekend. And the funeral was just gorgeous. I just wanted to share that with you all. One of his best friends was a former sheriff from an adjoining county, and he took charge of making sure there was an honor guard there, and it was just a beautiful ceremony. And it was a cold, yucky day on the day that they buried him, but it was just a beautiful example of respect in our community. And there were some people that had issues with the man, and you know, to each his own. This guy was great, and I did write a blog post about him. You know, we're all human. We all make mistakes, but he's a very good man, and I hate to see, you know, that he died so very young. And I do feel for his family. They've got a long road to hoe. With losing him, but I was proud that there were people that cared enough about him to treat him with the respect that he obviously deserved. So I'm going to try and be back early next week and visit with you guys again. This weekend is my birthday, so I intend to have a really good birthday weekend. And although it's supposed to rain all weekend, so I guess that's not going to be exactly what I wanted it to be. But I do plan on getting back with you guys early next week, so that we can really start working on content and getting that out to you guys. So you all have a great weekend. I hope you stay dry wherever you are and warm. If not, you can get this great electric blanket. You'll be happy that you did. All right. I'll talk to y'all soon. See ya. Bye.